I'm not happy this morning. My both Yankee and Met fans, I'm damn a little bit annoyed watching what I'm watching. I'm not going to give up on either team. I'm not going to sit here and tell you that they should break them all up and fire the managers. I'm just going to say, let's see what happens in these last 49 games. Just like I said yesterday, let's see what happens in these last 50 games. But I got to tell you, you know, what I am sick and tired of, I don't know if it's analytics or it's just the way that baseball managers think. And, you know, last night was one of these situations for the Mets, at least. You know, Vientos has been hitting the ball, right? He's had a nice hitting streak and everything. Let's put Brett Beatty up there because of a righty-lefty situation. You know, could I understand lefty on lefty, you want to go to a righty? I get that because maybe
you get
it's
that.
A little bit tougher. I get that, just like Jerry always gets it.
Yeah.
And then Beatty, of course, rolls over on a ball and hits, you know, gets out of an inning and lets the Guardians get out of an inning and then commits an error because he's now going to be in the field at third base.
Yep.
And I'm picking on him, I guess, because I just was so frustrated that, you know, this is the way Mendoza wanted to go with it. And I understand righty, lefty, lefty, righty. I mean, it's ridiculous. But it's just like these games these two teams are losing are just so mind-numbing how they are losing them. And, you know, the Yankees super pen as since it was 6-0 on Friday night in Miami, and everybody's like all jacked up because they got the new pen, they got the new arms in there, they're hitting, Aaron Judge is coming back next week. And since that time, it has been just an absolute disaster for Devin Williams, for Bird. I mean, it's just been one thing after the next, the lousy base running, the terrible fielding, the lack of fundamentals. I mean, we've heard it over and over and over again. And it's so frustrating for fans like us and for fans out there that are listening to us. And I'm sure it's frustrating for each of these managers because when they make decisions and I think they're making these decisions thinking that they're putting the guy in the best situation for them to be successful. And then when the guys don't or aren't successful, then they're frustrated and they don't have answers for it after the game either. So
yeah.
you either come through or you don't.
Mm.
You know, last night I'm sitting there in the eighth inning and I'm watching single, 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 single. It was amazing. And I'm like, okay, the Mets are coming back. They're getting back into this game. They end up tying it. Oh, let's take Vientos out of lineup. Let's put Beatty in. He rolls over on a ball right to second base. Boom, out, done. Now let's hit the ball to Beatty, and let's have him throw it out into right field.
Yeah, which felt like a routine play for a major leaguer.
100%.
I feel like we've seen too many of these from both of these teams, just routine plays and terrible situations for them. Obviously, this happens in the 10th and is the game-winning
easy play.
Right, yeah, I mean, I know.
And I'm not saying that, you know, the Guardians wouldn't have scored anyway because they would have had men on first and third, but my God.
Yeah.
I mean, these are plays that have to, they're just basic plays. And,
yeah.
You know, and this comes after, like I said, him pinch hitting for Vientos. I don't know what to tell you, and it's like they both are now like in this losing mindset, and the only thing that's going to help them is they're going to need to bust out. And like I said, when they went on that seven game winning streak, the Mets in particular, I was like, they needed like a 10 game winning streak. Teams around them were doing that. And by the way, they're still very much in the midst of all this, even with Philadelphia doing what they're doing, even with Kyle Schwarber doing what he's doing.
Yeah.
That they're right there. I mean, but it's just frustrating to watch them lose these games. Especially after, you know, it felt like when they went out and swept the Giants last week, okay, now they got themselves. And then they gave that game away to the Padres. And that's like the Yankees giving away games. It's just they're giving away games by mind-numbingly stupid plays.
Yeah, I mean, maybe this is too much of an odd comparison because basketball and baseball are so different and baseball teams get hot and all this stuff that you see. But, you know, it almost feels to me what we're watching with the Mets regular season is what we're watching with the Knicks regular season, which is we know how talented they are. They're winning. They're right there. But it doesn't feel like they're a great team right now. And
like
there's something
kicked
off.
It in. Like they You're right. haven't kicked it
there's
in.
There's just something off. I mean, and even, you know, they've had two 6-game winning streaks and one 7-game winning streak. and I maybe should feel better about them because of those things. But it just doesn't seem to sustain itself. You know, and ever since the Phillies got back in the mix and this back and forth thing that's been going on, it just, I haven't seen that special team that they could be that we saw, you know, coming off of last year where everything felt so special all the time. You know, the comebacks and this and that and the vibes and the energy. It just doesn't have the same feel around it yet. But we know how good they are. They got a ton of good players. They got a massive payroll. The fans are showing up every single day. I mean, it's insanity. Citi Field has got a playoff atmosphere almost every single night, regardless of the opponent. But the team's just got just
and
a
by the
little
way,
off.
It's the same thing for the Yankees. It's the same thing. I mean, I don't necessarily know that the starting pitching is all that great for either team. But quite frankly, with the addition of what they've done with the bullpen, those things will even itself out. I'm not too worried about that. And, you know, what happened Friday night in Miami with those three relievers was just like one of the most amazing things I think I've ever seen. That three guys that you trade for give up nine runs in three innings. Holy crap. That was monumental. That was a monumental failure. I mean, a disaster. And I don't, you know, you want to throw it at, you know, Aaron Boone's feet because you want to protect other arms in the bullpen. I don't know. They believe me, everybody's working in concert with one another. It's just not working right now, and it's certainly not consistent. So a lot of people are going to be angry. A lot of people are going to be frustrated. A lot of people tune into these games to be entertained. And unfortunately, it's been gut punch after gut punch for both teams over the last, you know, I would say month and a half.
Yeah, and one thing that Aaron Boone, I think, needs to stay away from now is Devin Williams in these high-leverage situations. It's too much. It's been too much. It's been too long. He's never gone on an extended streak of looking like the guy he was last year. It's like that Pete Alonso home run turned him into a different player. He goes from that ending his season, essentially, last year to coming to the Yankees and then the facial hair thing and never felt right, gets off to a miserable start, almost like Edwin Diaz when he first got here, you know, straightened it out a little bit. But he is someone I don't know how you have any confidence in him. I mean, he's got to be more of like a sixth inning guy, you know, when the starter goes five as opposed to, hey, he's going to go in the ninth with a one-run lead. Can't handle it.
Well, that's why they added Duvall and Bednar. Yeah, I mean, like, you have options now.
And Weaver's, you know.
And Weaver's another one. Yeah. So they have all sorts of options that they can turn to. It's not like when Edwin Diaz got here and the Mets were locked into him.
Yeah.
You know, and they even moved him out of the closer's role to settle him down. So there's nothing wrong with moving guys around and trying again to put them in situations where they can be somewhat successful. But, you know, if Devin Williams gives up a home run in the sixth, it's not as crushing as the bottom of the ninth. And that's the thing.
Right. You know, or the top of the ninth or the bottom of the eighth. You know, it's like, I mean, it's been like that the entire year. He's got to be a guy who's not being put in those situations. Aaron Boone's got to give up on that one. He just has to. I mean, those are the type of things where it's not a huge shift. It's not something that's a tremendous shakeup. It's just something that's obvious. And now with Aaron Judge coming back, you know, they're going to have to figure out a way to put the best team out there without having the best players available, because you're not going to have Giancarlo Stanton and Aaron Judge in the lineup together, because Aaron Judge is going to DH, which is just, you know, for a team that's struggling so much and they're not going to be able to put their best team out there and their best lineup out there, because they can't have Giancarlo Stanton in the field and Aaron Judge is not 100% to be able to be throwing the ball in the outfield, and they want to ease him in as a DH. Well, I mean, that sucks. I mean, it does.
You know, and right now we're watching the Brewers, the Red Sox, and the Padres all playing some of their best baseball. You know, those three teams right there are all playing some of their best baseball, while the Mets and the Yankees are basically treading water, if not worse.
Yeah. Yep.
I mean, it is really frustrating. It's about as frustrating as it gets right now, because we know how much money has been invested. We know that the Yankees brought in seven new players at the trade deadline. That's ridiculous. That's unheard of. I mean, you usually bring in one or two guys. They're bringing seven?
Yeah, I mean, but think about some of this. Like, you know, Max Fried, who was great in the beginning of the season, has not been that pitcher since. And, you know, yesterday, you know, we'll talk about Devin Williams. You know, we'll talk about Jake Bird. But, you know, the Yankees, who need Max Fried to be the stopper, you know, have this horrible series in Miami. He gets given a 3-run lead last night and then immediately gives it right back. I mean, that's a problem, too.
Which looked like a great signing the first 6 weeks of the season.
Yeah.
Is now looking like a, like maybe this, well, they all go through it. Very rarely are these pitchers, going through, 30 starts and they're going to be at the top of their game. They're going to have moments. Their arm's going to get tired. The ball's not going to be moving as much. And he might be in the middle of that right now.
Yeah. So, I mean, is Aaron Judge coming back going to be the elixir that makes this team a competitive team in their own division again that they haven't been in such a long time since feeling like the middle of June?
But now you got to sit down. Giancarlo Stanton.
I know. Who hits this impressive line drive home run to give the Yankees a lead last night. I mean, there's no one more clutch in that lineup than him. I mean, it's true. I mean, he's got the best postseason numbers out of anybody.
Do you put him in the field?
They're not going to. So, I mean, they're just not.
I mean, the Yankees can be such a mess at times. Like, guys playing out of position, guys not being able to play a position. I don't know. You got to have both of these bats in the field, in the lineup, don't you?
I guess because it's a turf situation.
Oh, my God.
This is what they said.
It's dirt and turf.
Don't get mad at me. Don't kill the messenger on this one. But I guess that they, if it were grass, this were Yankee Stadium, and they weren't there with the turf
Texas. Let me just go back about 30 years. All right?
Yeah.
And just say, you should see the turf we were playing on. I don't want to hear about it.
Yeah.
I just don't want to hear it. The guy
but this guy's a walking injury.
I know, but, he's a world-class athlete. Mm. Supposedly a world-class athlete. And he's playing baseball.
Mm-hmm. Listen, I would throw him out there. I understand that he's always getting hurt and it takes him forever to come back, but
Wasn't it 2 years ago they played him in left field and he actually played full game and things looked good and he was hitting the ball?
Yes.
And we all thought maybe he needs to play be a real baseball player as opposed to a $30 million, I'm sitting my ass on the bench so I don't pull a hamstring player.
Yeah. I mean, for them to, they're in dire straits right now and
God, it's got to be so frustrating.
I mean, they got to me, it's like throw him out there. If he gets hurt, he gets hurt. Like, he's not out there. There's not landmines out there in the outfield. It's turf,
Is he going to hurt his arm? I don't know. It's just so here we go again. So now the Yankees, because of an injury, run into a position problem.
Yeah, but you still
remember they had an injury at third base. So let's put Chaz over there, and then all of a sudden you put Chaz over there, and then that's a mess.
Yep.
Oh, by the way, I'm a second baseman.
Right. And then
I got traded here. Hey, I'll do whatever they want me to do. I'll go anywhere you want me to go until I make like a bunch of errors and people start asking you about the errors. And then you say, well, I'm really a second baseman. You turn into Rafael Devers.
Yeah. And, Ben Rice playing first base, probably too much. Jazz over there, not having Giancarlo Stanton in the lineup. It's just, all the money spent in the offseason, all the trades that were made, and it still feels like a team that's less than cohesive, to be kind. I mean, it just doesn't seem like they've got the right formula every single night. So, but getting Judge back could be the thing. I mean, he could go on a tear, but he could. He's the best hitter in baseball. I mean, he could go on a tear and carry his team in a regular season.
You know what? I would hope.
But that's really the only thing.
But you're sitting down a guy that's actually mashing the ball now.
You are. They are, at least for the rest of this series. We'll see how it goes.
Because it's turf.
I mean,
come on.
Listen, I'm with you. I don't know.
Whatever happened to real men?
And he looks like a real guy and acts like a real guy. I don't know if this
sounds like one, but go to the Skip. Hey, Skip, get me in that lineup. Where do you need me?
I don't know if it's if he's just going along with it and is pissed off about not playing or what.
But then they would have to take Dominguez out of the lineup.
Yes. But I'd still rather have Judge and Stanton in the lineup together right now.
You can sit on my face.
That's right.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, okay.